That's Anderson .Paak, a songwriter, singer, rapper, and producer whose songs are kind of kaleidoscope. 60s funk, 70s soul, hip-hop, R&B, electronic music, and rock and roll. Anderson .Paak has been developing this unique sonic blend for over a decade, but his music got a higher profile this summer when he was featured on the new album by Dr. Dre. Anderson .Paak joined us from our studios at NPR West to tell us about his new album called Malibu, why it's important that his last name is written .Paak.
The dot stands for detail. Always paying attention to detail. And I feel like people take you as serious as you take yourself. I spent a lot of time working on my craft, developing my style. And after I came out of my little incubation, I promised that I always pay attention to detail. And on top of that, I make sure that dot is always there to remind me and to remind others. I know you miss 6 years old. I tried my first pair of Jordans on. Mama, can you carry me? It was late in the fall. I caught a glimpse of my first love. My God. Mama, can you carry me? Knees hit the floor. Screams to the Lord. Why they have to take mama? Mama, carry me to the early morn.
We mentioned you work with Dr. Dre. And you were featured as a rapper on 6 of the tracks of the album he released this summer. But what was it like to watch him at work, because you're also a producer? What did you see? What did you learn?
The first thing I noticed is he's definitely mans the ship, and he's the captain when he's in that production chair. But he's definitely open to ideas and interested in finding something. And he's not set on just having it his way. I was just kind of amazed that someone of his stature and, like, success level is still really, really into just the music. He had this excitement to him, and it seemed like it was new to him, you know, like, or at least when I came in, there was this this vibe where he felt like he was so excited of what was to come, you know, and the things that we were about to make. He wanted to spend hours on finding the right phrase and finding the right sounds, and it just was inspiring to see that. Hey, look at the time. My God. So precious.
It's yours, it's mine. You started drumming in church?
Yeah. I started playing drums in church in Oxnard, a church called St. Paul Baptist Church. My god sister invited me to church when I was about 11 years old, after I had, you know, learned how to play a couple beats. And she was like, you should come to the church. You got to see the choir, and you got to see the church band. And I went, and I saw the choir and the church band, and I was hooked. I just never seen any kind of playing. I never been in a Black Baptist church before that, and I just was in love with the energy. Yeah. And
we'll explain. You're from a mixed ethnic background, too.
Yeah. My mom was born in Korea, Seoul, Korea, during the 50s, 51. And she was abandoned. So her and my uncle were abandoned. And my grandfather was a CB and adopted my mom and my uncle and brought them to Compton in the 50s. That's where she was raised. And
farmers, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, my mom eventually got out to Oxnard and started a produce company and was in the strawberry business. My pops was out of the picture around the time I was 7. He ended up getting really addicted to drugs and alcohol. And up until that point, he was doing really good. The drugs kind of got a hold of him, and he went to prison for about 14 years for assault. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. My pops ended up joining the military really, really early. Eventually, he was dishonorably discharged because of weed, I think.
Weed, you said?
Yeah, my mom just tells me when he got discharged, it kind of just, I think he went into a depression after that, because he really liked being in the service. And after that, he kind of just downhill spiral. It's pretty rough, bro.
It's pretty rough. I was about to say, it seems almost a shame to talk about music now, but I also think your music is wound up with that, right?
Yeah, that's the light, you know? Thank God for the music, you know? Time never cares if you're there or not there. All you ever needed was a simple plan. But you're doing well, I mean you're not dead. So let's celebrate while we still can.
So, do you work things out in the music?
Yeah, I do. And I just try not to have too much compromise. I try not to get too heady with it. I try to just express with the art and always be working to get better and learn more and to develop more and get sharper and inspire and put things out that people are going to feel good about and people are going to feel cool and sexy and the things that I feel when I'm making it.
Well, you're a pleasure to speak with. I wish you so much luck.
Thank you so much, man. That was awesome, man. I appreciate you.
Anderson .Paak, his new album, Malibu. Hope we speak with you again.
Absolutely. I'll be back. Captivated. The fruits of my family tree. Where would I be without you? What would you do without me? It'd be a bad look. Talking about what could have been. So let's celebrate. While we still can. Ooh, on a clear day you can see West LA.